You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Real Jam Radio. I'm Danny Lurie, your host, and if you're wondering why there was no theme song, that is because this is a continuation of a LaRue family tradition that is not formally, like, it is not this week's episode. It is instead the mascot bracket. And for those of you who are new to this, the way this started was actually as a phone conversation that used to happen with my sister, who is a marine biologist by training, who knows and cares nothing about sports, and instead, as a biologist, is very interested in what would happen if mascots got into fights. And she takes it very seriously, and it is a lot of fun. It is one of the long-running family traditions that has actually become a long-running podcast tradition, and we truly enjoy doing it as something that we enjoy. And as I said, it is not, like, in the old parlance of Real Jam Radio, it is not a numbered episode. This will not have advertisements. There will be another podcast that will cover that. But if you want something that is a change of pace that is unlike, in all likelihood, almost anything you listen to, you can enjoy this. And if this doesn't sound like your speed, then don't. We love doing it every year. I thank Real GM for enthusiastically encouraging me to put it out every year. And I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I'm excited to do this again.
There are some new ones, some random ones. I didn't go all the way through and scout it, but we'll have some. And one of those is actually in the first matchup. So it is, and for those who are new to this, we're now doing, including 116 matchups, since the first one is. It is a Husky, specifically the Connecticut Husky, if you care about that, versus the Stetson Hatters. I have long thought of it as being a giant hat. I think that is a good way to think of it. I don't think of a hatter as like a person who makes a hat, though the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland is a guy who wears a hat. So I would go giant hat versus Husky.
Is the mascot a giant hat?
I've seen it.
It's a man in a giant hat.
Husky. Yeah. In one of the old basketball video games, they had it as an only a giant hat, and I loved it so much.
I mean, I feel like dogs eat people smelling items of clothing all the time, so this feels like an obvious Husky win.
Next up, owl versus wildcat.
What kind of wildcat?
Where is it? Northwestern. So Northwestern is in the Great Lakes region. It's in Evanston, Illinois, for being specific.
Oh, okay. So there are bobcats in the Great Lakes region. Bobcat versus owl. I feel like this has probably actually happened in nature on more than one occasion. But I feel like the owl's eyesight is so vastly superior, and its ability to escape attack compared to the lynx or wildcat. So I would say owl.
I think you're going to love this one. Aztec versus dragon.
Aztec, like, okay.
Aztec, like the, yes.
All right. Cool. Does this dragon have any particular powers?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, it is breathing fire in the mascot logo. It's the University of Alabama, Birmingham, UAB. Technically, okay. They're the Blazers, but it's a dragon.
You know, what I'm really liking is this idea that, like, the Aztec person has, like, taken some kind of hallucinogen and is, like, envisioning this dragon attacking them, but it still wins because it's a dragon. So dragon.
A less competitive one, maybe. Tiger versus bulldog.
I think the bulldog would just be, like, a little football being tossed around. Definitely tiger.
Okay, you might need to look this one up. So it's a cougar that you don't need to look up. So this is Duke, not the college. This is Duke, the mascot. So the school is Duquesne, D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E.
That is a really, it's like a magician looking guy?
Sort of, yes, it appears that way.
But also a blue lion?
Well, we're considering it the person.
Oh, okay.
They have
he
technically
looks very menacing.
though the lion in a top hat is pretty glorious.
I mean, it is. There's a lot happening here. He seems so mean, but he doesn't have any stuff. Like he doesn't.
He has like a stick, maybe.
He's a duke. He's just like a fancy man, right?
Yes. Correct.
Unprepared for battle with cougar. definitely the cougar.
Okay, fighting Illini. So we generally think of this as a single Native American of the Illini versus an eagle.
Ooh, spell the name of this tribe.
I-L-L-I-N-I. It is, I believe, the origin of the state of Illinois, which is the University of Illinois, the school.
Okay. This is, by the way, our first mascot bracket benefiting from the use of AI. So I'm able to ask much more detailed questions, and I was just Googling whether or not eagles were sacred to the Illini. Is that how you say
Illini.
That? Illini, and they were. Powerful spiritual symbol, seeing as connection to the greater creator spirit. For this reason, I don't think that the Illini would kill the eagle. So eagle wins.
Nice. Cougar versus bulldog.
I mean, it might last longer than with the tiger, but definitely cougar.
Here's a fun abstract one. Jackrabbit versus cyclone.
Oh, I mean, weather always does so well. I'm trying to imagine.
I mean, I guess it could burrow, but I don't even know if that counts as winning. It only seems like not losing.
Well, I mean, the cyclone only has so much, like, oomph in it. So you could kind of wait out the cyclone and by default win. However, jackrabbits, thank you, Claude, do not burrow or dig burrows. They just make shallow depressions in the ground to rest in.
So they are a specifically weak animal against the cyclone.
They're like in a little dust bowl against the cyclone, and I am very sorry, Jackrabbit. Cyclone's got this one.
Oh yeah, that's right. We have a play-in. We have a play-in matchup, and so I'm giving you those so you actually have a bonus one before we get to it, and that means I need to look up a mascot.
What is a play-in?
So there are now some teams. Oh, okay, well, actually, here, I'll give you the matchup. It actually just finished in real life. I'll give you the matchup, and then I'll tell you what actually happened. Seahawk versus bison.
And a seahawk is like a real thing, right?
It is. It's a seabird.
Where did they play?
The college is Wagner. I do not know where Wagner is. Wagner University. Wagner. Oh, is it really the one in? Yeah, it is the one. So it's in Staten Island.
So coastal.
But it's a neutral site game, so you can't give them an advantage either way there.
I just feel like the Seahawks, you know, here, like, pro tip, maybe they should change their mascot from the hawk to the Navy helicopter. Just saying. Might be superior in the mascot bracket. I think a Seahawk would have a very difficult time killing a bison unless the bison was dumb enough to, like, be scared into running off a cliff or something. But based on our experience with bison in Yosemite, Yellowstone, I don't think they're that easily scared off by, like, animals, birds, whatever. So maybe the bison would somehow get the Seahawk. Yeah, that would be my guess.
And now the bison faces our old friend, the Tar Heel. So that's a Civil War fighter, so a very rudimentary gun, but that's it.
Wait, what happened in real life?
Oh, the bison won. Okay. Oh, no, sorry, the Seahawk won. I apologize. Oh. It was a close game, the Seahawk won. So I'll give you the choice. I don't know that you. I'll give you the choice of which one of those, whether you want the real life result or you want the bison result.
What is a Tar Heel?
Again? So it's the North Carolina Tar Heels. They have, we've discussed the ram, but we've usually used the old term, which was a Civil War fighter, but now they use a ram. You could look it up.
Mm-hmm.
You worked in a lowly trade. It was a state's pride. So it was like a, yeah.
AI is very concerned by my question. Like, I don't know how to give a definitive answer in a hypothetical fight scenario. So sorry, it would be bison against Tar Heel or Seahawk against Tar Heel?
Yes, your
choice. I mean, I figure maybe we should skew toward reality since it's okay. Just a game.
Yeah.
In that case, I would say the Tar Heel. I mean, I don't see what the Seahawk could really do. I figure the Tar Heel can just, if it gets close enough, it'll just like break its neck or something, right?
I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next one is Spartan versus Bulldog. Lots of Bulldogs this year.
Yeah. I mean, I do know that Bulldogs were, like, bred to be fearsome. I think they were originally hunting dogs, too. But a Spartan has armor, right?
Correct. It has at least a shield. I believe it has a sword as well.
Yeah. This is rough day for the Bulldog. Three times down, it's not going to win against a Spartan.
Okay, next one up is an antelope versus a gael, but this is not the wind gael. It is an Irish warrior, G-A-E-L. The college is St. Mary's.
Okay. Oh, wow. Against a what again?
An antelope.
Hmm. He looks strong, but not particularly prepared. he doesn't have any weapons at all.
I don't see a weapon. But he's also facing an antelope. I guess they have protection.
They do. I mean, I think they could headbutt. This is another question for AI. Hold, please. Oh, yeah. Helpful reminder, antelopes are gentle herbivores.
Also a problem in the mascot bracket.
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's think about this. So they do kick, they do headbutt, they do have antlers for goring and stomping. But the gael doesn't seem particularly... Well, I guess it's a seasoned warrior of some kind, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think this is questionable, but I'd like to think that this person, just looking at them, would like be able to figure out how to kill an antelope. But I just, without anything, I mean, it could use a cape as like sort of a bull thing, but it really has nothing else. You know, this is a hard one, but I actually think it has to be the antelope, because this guy really doesn't have much in his arsenal that could hurt an antelope.
Now we get another cougar, but it's facing an old stalwart, the Crimson Tide.
Which is the color red?
I think of it as a red wave, personally. Their mascot, the University of Alabama, is also an elephant, but we usually use Crimson Tide more literally than the elephant.
Right, and so for me, a red wave would be an algal bloom of some kind, and particularly probably a deoxygenating algal bloom. So, like, that water is not viable. That's the kind of stuff that, like, could kill fish, let's say. So you're a cougar, you are drinking that water, and it gets in your mouth, whatever you're intending to drink it or not, it's going to, I think the red tide would win. Like, best case scenario is it slowly gets sick and dies, but like worst case is it just straight up drowns.
Completely reasonable to me. Crimson Tide advances. Okay, a lobo is a kind of wolf versus a tiger.
Oh.
It's the New Mexico lobo, if you want to look it up specifically.
Okay.
There is a stark difference between the graphic mascot and the physical mascot in terms of intimidation.
Okay, let me look at that then. Oh, boy. It has its tongue hanging out? Who made that design choice? Like, that just says I'm not here to win.
I mean, it's also facing a tiger, but that's just me.
Yeah, yeah. This wolf is not it. Tiger's going to get him for sure.
Okay. Colgate Raider. So I think we've done Colgate before. Colgate, like Colgate, like the toothpaste. And I believe it is the same human who did it. So it's like a person, like a kind of like a, like he looks kind of like a pirate to me.
Very like a ghost pirate, maybe. Very light, like not a human shade of person, right?
Versus a bear.
So ghost pirate versus bear?
Sure. Though I don't think you should treat this as a ghost, more as a very pale,
yeah,
still alive human.
Yeah, I was going to say, like a ghost, it would do pretty well, but...
Yeah, the ghosts actually would probably do solidly in this.
Yeah, like, what's going to beat a ghost, man? Maybe dragon. yeah, so let's say it's just a very pale albino, I guess, because red eyes. So it's an albino.
Versus a bear.
Yeah, What species of bear do we know?
It's in Texas, so I think that would be a brown bear. Black bears live in Texas as well. They can be found in the southern.
Yeah, I would guess it would be a black bear.
Yeah, maybe
black
I was wrong.
Black bears are not as dangerous, but against that thing, I mean, I feel like it could. The reason they're not as dangerous, they're smaller, but also like they tend to. Not be quite as aggressive as like grizzly bears, not quite as lethal. All the same, if it's trying to kill you, it will. Like, it can climb trees. Not that there are trees on the court, but anyway, you get it. Bear wins.
Last one in this region for the first round. The Dayton Flyer, which is looks like a person flying an old-timey plane. I don't think he gets the plane. It's just the person who flies the plane. Versus,
okay.
Well, versus a wolf. So Nevada's the wolf pack, but we've always singled out each one. They don't get a pack, just like everyone else doesn't get a pack of their thing.
So single wolf versus man in goggles?
Yes.
And a tank top?
It appears as such, yes.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go up against a wolf in a tank top and goggles. I feel like I would be done for, and I don't see what this flyer has on me. It might take a while. It could be a long game. But ultimately, the wolf has got to get that one.
Next up, wait, did they change their mascot? So I need to look up what Long Beach State might have changed their mascot. Oh, yes.
Is it a shark?
It is now a shark, and so it's a shark versus a wildcat.
What was it before?
It was a prospector.
Wow. So wait, sorry, shark versus wildcat?
Yes.
You know, shark, that's not even a question. Wildcats versus shark, there's way too small and puncturable.
Oh, you're going to enjoy looking this one up. So the next one, I believe this is the first time we've ever done them in the mascot bracket. The Longwood Lancers. Their mascot is named Elwood.
Elwood, the blue-haired horse?
It appears as such, yes. And he is facing a cougar.
Oh, interesting. I mean, cougars aren't that big. But let me look at the cougar mascot. What school is it?
University of Houston.
Okay. Is it like a girl cougar?
Let me look it up.
I'm not trying to like make but is this like the one girl mascot?
I believe they have both a male and female cougar. There are pictures of two.
Props. That's pretty interesting.
UCLA actually has that as well.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
UCLA
they
has
have like a girl and boy bear?
Yes, they do. Joe and Josephine Bruin.
Wow. How did I never know that? You know what their names are? I just see on this Google search. Shasta and Sasha. Say that five times fast. Okay, so one of these two cougars versus a horse. The horse does look kind of menacing and big.
But you can consider the mascot interpretation or you can consider the actual animals. That's our general rule. So you can consider whichever one you want.
Yeah. I think the horse could, like, theoretically get, like, a really strategic kick in. But really all you would need to do is get, like, make the horse bleed. So I think the horse would have to be much more skilled than the cougar win in this.
In terms of the rankings, it is not. The cougar is more skilled.
Okay. In that case, I'll give it to the cougar. I theoretically, it could go either way. If you told me the horse was much more, I don't know, aggressive, maybe I would say it could get a good kick in on the cougar. But yeah, let's go cougar.
Okay. This one is funny. I thought of it with an incorrect terminology. It was kind of funny. It's funnier both ways. So I'm just going to have you do it in the abstract very quickly, and then I'll correct what it is. So it's a Cornhusker versus an Aggie. So Cornhusker is a person who husks corn. It's not, you know, And then I had thought that an Aggie was a cow. However, you should look up what the Texas A&M Aggie actually is.
I figured it was a farmer, and I was like, aren't they the same? Okay, so you said
Texas A&M,
Cornhusker?
No. So it's I want you to search what the Texas A&M Aggie is, and then you can decide on this fight. It's going to be very funny.
Is it Lassie?
It seems to be a collie, yes.
And not even a mascot, just like an actual collie.
It is the official mascot. It is the highest ranking member of the Corps of Cadets and the only bearer of 5 silver diamonds, according to a very quick Google search.
No comment.
And it certainly appears to be a collie.
Yeah, it's unquestionably a collie.
So Cornhusker.
Very happy collie.
So Cornhusker versus collie.
I mean, I think this is just really about the nature of dogs, and this dog that I'm looking at particularly, well, like Lassie or collies, we think of them as being extremely subservient to people. So I have a really hard time imagining this dog, much less any other dog, like truly attacking a farmer. Like, I don't know. This dog doesn't seem like a killer to me. Like, I'm just going to be honest. It's wearing a cape and prancing around a field and being very nicely pet by a lot of people. I don't think that this dog has it in him to be dangerous. Weirdly, like, I think the Cornhusker would lose to almost anything else, but it'll beat the collie, so Cornhusker. Husker.
Okay, so the next one, I know this is a mascot that you generally like, is the Badger. And then you get to search this phrase, James Madison mascot, and I will provide no further commentary until you ask.
Is it like Yogi Bear at Mardi Gras?
So I believe when you look at the other renderings, it is a bulldog in a king's hat.
Cool.
I am bewildered.
It is definitely a bulldog, even though the mascot makes it look kind of like a teddy bear. But I guess that's the face shape, you know.
Yeah, so they're technically the Dukes, but they're interpreting Duke as a bulldog.
So we basically have had 2 dressed up dogs in a row.
Yes, and I'm guessing they're both. And I'm guessing they're both losing.
Wait, what's this dolled up dog again?
Badger.
Oh, yeah. No, Badger. Come on. Give me a break. And please no dogs in capes. Like, come on.
No capes.
Not fearsome.
Okay. The next one is the Vermont Catamounts.
Ooh. Okay. Let me look that up.
I've always thought of it as kind of like a version of a cougar.
Yeah. It looks like a menacing cat.
And they're facing our old friend, the Blue Devil.
Oh, gosh. And are we considering it, like, person dressed up as a Blue Devil?
I mean, you can consider it the actual
or
devil.
Or supernatural.
It is your interpretation.
Why is it blue?
I don't know. I don't have a great answer for that.
I'm going to Google it.
It's the Duke Blue Devil.
Oh, it's just because, oh, I should have guessed that. I didn't know what Duke's colors were, but it's just one of their colors.
Okay.
It's the Duke's colors are blue and white, and I guess they didn't really want the white devil, so. Blue devil. Just guessing. Yeah. Okay, so, and then they've got, sorry, it's against that cougar-y looking thing.
Yeah.
I think that It's tough. I mean, if you want to say it's like a devil, then theoretically it could like possess this cat and like get it to run off of a ledge or something, get it to run its head into something, I don't know, cause injury. But you could also make the argument that like devils are like people are scared of the devil, not cat, you know, like... Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people say cats can see ghosts and spirits and stuff, but, like, this blue devil, I don't know if a cat would be scared of a spirit like that, unless it had a possessing power, which I don't, which I'm not going to be willing to give this blue devil, I keep wanting to say white devil, power over. So, yeah, I'll go with the cat, whatever the cat was called.
The Catamount.
Catamount.
Okay.
Catamounts aren't scared of devils.
Okay. Next up is the Texas Tech Red Raider. You've compared him before to Yosemite Sam. That's the analogy that you've made before. Okay. And Yosemite Sam, trademark, patent, whatever, facing a wolf.
Oh, wow. Does Yosemite Sam have any weapons?
Some of the renderings, he has, like, old pistols. And then I believe the mascot doesn't have that, but I would say that's fair for him to have if he's a Yosemite Sam type character.
I agree. So in that case, Yosemite Sam takes it.
Hey, we got a wolf that lost. Ooh, this is a fun one. Wildcat versus Golden Grizzly.
Is that like...
I would assume it's a grizzly bear.
A brown bear. A grizzly bear with a...
Yeah, but the Oakland, light, I think it's Oakland... I believe it's Oakland University. They're the Golden Grizzlies, not the Grizzlies, for whatever reason.
Who knows? Okay. Sorry, Golden Grizzly against what again?
Wildcat.
Oh, yeah. Golden Grizzly, for obvious reasons.
Yeah. We get a, and now we get another play-in, so this will be one game, and then the winner plays in the next one. This game has not yet occurred. It is a Bronco versus a Buffalo.
Another one that has almost certainly happened in real life. Again, I feel like the buffalo really lacks... Well, these are two non-predatory animals. Let me think about those. Size-wise, obviously bigger. But they're just really non-aggressive. I think of a Bronco at least as being more active, like potentially combative, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So it would take a lot to take down a buffalo if you're a horse. But it would also probably take a lot to take down a horse if you're a buffalo, honestly. Like, pretty fair match, maybe? I reluctantly am going to give it to the horse just for dexterity and motivation points, I guess you could say.
Now the Bronco faces a gator.
Oh, wow. This is another one of those where I could see, like, the gator for sure being able to, like, maim the horse to the point that it would eventually die. But also then a horse could get, like, a good kick in and get the gator off. I think that just given the size of the horse and the fact that, like, if even if a gator got, like, one leg, let's say, of a horse, it would still have a lot of kicking ability, a lot of fight back. So I would say horse.
Got it. We're moving on to a different region.
Okay.
And you'll want to look this up. The Western Kentucky mascot. They're the Hilltoppers.
Oh, it looks like a Red Hot come to life.
Its name is Big Red.
It doesn't have any features other than eyebrows and eyeballs. Wow, what a mascot. Okay. There's a picture I'm seeing of it next to Grimace from McDonald's, and they have, like, very similar, shapes going on. Wow.
They certainly appear to. And so it is facing a golden eagle.
What is this red blob's, like, raison d'etre? Like, what?
I don't know. I think he's just a red blob. I don't think you get any further color.
I mean, its mouth is very funny, I have to say. It's like almost always a
I mean, here's the thing I will say about the Hilltopper. if you're going to go this direction, at least they went far. Like, they went far in this direction. Like, I respect that.
And, like, what exactly is an eagle going to do to that, really? I mean, it doesn't have much of a body to speak of. And you said what kind of eagle, sorry?
A golden eagle.
Let me look up that mascot.
So that's Marquette. It's Marquette is the school.
Okay. Oh, that's a pretty angry looking eagle. This is another thing, like, so how the real question in my mind here is size. Like, is it eagle sized or is it eagle mascot sized? And then is it red hilltopper? Is it like, is this some sort of mark that goes at the top of a hill?
So the description that the school uses is that the red blob is described as the spirit of Western, a huge furry. So they describe him as huge, huge, furry, lovable creature.
Lovable?
According to them.
Okay, and huge. Okay, I'm looking. So I asked AI about why, and there's a story that legend has it the mascot's roots trace back to a former groundskeeper at the school in the early 1900s who wore a traditional topper as he tended to the landscape on the hilltop campus. So it's named after a groundskeeper's hat?
Okay.
That is really not doing them any favors. That's pretty wild. It's obviously a charismatic groundskeeper's hat, but I cannot give this thing a win over an actual animal, especially if the backstory is hat related. I mean, a hat lost to a dog. So.
Okay. One more play in, this one should be easier. Bobcat versus tiger.
Tiger. Sorry, Bobcat.
And then the tiger faces the Boilermaker. And if you remember, that is a person who makes boilers.
And they have like a poker, maybe?
Yeah, so it's Purdue if you want to look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to. Well, he does have a robust hat.
And I believe he has some sort of hammer in certain things, like a small
hammer. He does. He has a hammer and a hat. I mean, he's not totally unarmed. But against an actual predatory tiger, I don't think he's got a lot going on. If it was a Spartan, that would be a different game. But, like, he literally in every picture has, like, bare arms, which is not going to end well. And bare face, so tiger.
Oh, this is a fun one. So this is the Utah State Aggie, so it's a different Aggie. Okay. Theirs is I'll let you look it up.
A blue bull?
I think that is a reasonable interpretation. They're the Aggies, but Aggie is often some sort of cattle. And they're facing the horned frogs.
Oh, come on. Really? Well, I just want to look up the mascot.
It's TCU.
Oh, that's a great mascot, I will say.
Yeah, the visual flair on it's pretty cool.
It's great, yeah. It kind of reminds me of the boxfish. But no, like, obviously this blue bulls is going to get it. I don't love it. It's a little off-putting as a mascot, but it's definitely going to stomp on a lizard.
Cowboy versus bulldog.
Oh, man. Do bulldogs win against anything? Maybe
they
win against that red blob.
Well, we may run into something that a bulldog may beat very soon.
Cowboy, they almost always have guns, and if not, they have ropes, so, like, no.
Okay, so here is the real question. Can a bulldog beat a fictional bird, the Jayhawk?
Let me look it up. What mascot?
Kansas, University of Kansas.
Oh, boy. Well, I the thing is, like, could the fictional bird beat the dog? I'm going to say, no, it seems sort of toucan-esque, I'm going to say, maybe. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's maybe more of like, I was thinking more of like a Woody Woodpecker type deal, but that's just me.
Oh, so it's small, you think it's kind of small.
Well, I mean, most birds aren't the size of like a human. In fact, very few.
But I mean, it could be bulldog sized. Either way, I really don't see a woodpecker-esque thing getting to a bulldog, even though they do have those tiny mouths, so it'd be like pretty hard. But yeah, I think we finally need to let the bulldog win. So yeah, it'll get this one.
I think you're going to love this one way too much, though the actual fight might not be as fun. It's a bird fight, a gamecock versus a duck.
Okay, let me look up the gamecock.
South Carolina.
It's an interesting looking mascot.
And then if you want to look up the duck, it's Oregon's duck. I believe they pay a copyright. It's basically Donald Duck.
Okay. Oh gosh.
Like he has a
really
neckerchief.
Friendly looking duck. I mean, neither of these birds are particularly impressive, but I think the menacing level is at least higher with the University of South Carolina. Is the gamecock a real bird?
I believe it is.
Okay, let me see.
It's a rooster. It's a type of type of rooster that they use for cockfighting.
Oh, okay. Well, it is. Yeah. I think that the gamecock is going to win because it's at least built and bred for fighting. And the duck is, I mean, arguably built and bred for eating. but at least not for fighting a more aggressive bird. Although duck fights I would watch, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I kind of wish we'd had a duck versus a horse because of the whole duck-sized horse thing. But that did not happen this year. okay, you get to look one up. Akron University, the University of our grandmother.
Is it a Buckeye?
No, that's Ohio State. They're the Zips, and their mascot is interesting.
Okay.
I will note that even though this is not their current mat, so Zips is a kangaroo.
Yeah, it's very obviously a kangaroo.
And the reason they're called the Zips, because I looked this up, is because they wanted to be the Zippers, because Zippers were a big shoe that's made in Akron, and then it got shortened to the Zips. And how that became a kangaroo, I have no idea. Anyway, so let's call it kangaroo. I think that's the most fair interpretation, versus a blue jay.
Okay, hang on a second. I can't find anything about why that university chose the kangaroo as a mascot, but kangaroos are large and quite aggressive, and I really have trouble seeing what a blue jay could ever do. I keep envisioning like the kangaroo like snatching the blue jay and like stuffing it in its pouch, and then like the little joey inside the pouch like then kicking the blue jay's butt. Like a double beat.
Like a turducken. Yeah, I like it.
Yes, it's kangaroos on kangaroos. So therefore, I choose a zipper.
Okay, then we have another one that has already happened, but I'll give it to you just for fun. Ram versus cavalier. So we think of it as like kind of the musketeer type guy.
Yeah, I want to say ram for that.
And that's who actually won. The Rams beat the Cavaliers, and now they are playing the Longhorns. So that's like a steer.
Okay.
Ram versus steer.
Rams are smaller, I think.
I believe they're smaller and meaner, if memory serves.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. The Longhorn, are they ground for food?
I think so.
I'm going to look it up.
The Texas Longhorn is a brand of beef cattle.
Okay. So I'm going to guess that a lot of the fight has maybe been bred out of them, although they do have...
They do have big horns.
Fearsome-looking horns.
They were brought to the Americas by the conquistadors around the second voyage of Columbus. Good to know.
Cool. Imagine being on the boat with that thing. At night. okay,
And if you want to...
I think the ram.
Ram?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's it.
Yeah, I think it's the ram, though, because this thing, like, listen, it's big, and if you had it, if it got you at exactly the right angle, I think they could be quite dangerous, but if you were smaller, meaner, and also had horns, I think you just, like, go at this thing from, like, the back end or the side, and then sort of slowly make your way up to the head once it's, like, fallen down. Yeah, I think the Ram could. I think the Ram, a strong Ram could take down a Longhorn.
Actually, one more matchup in the first round. It is the Volunteers. We've talked about this before, so it's the Tennessee mascot. So you can either do it as a Volunteer, or you can do it as the. You could just search the Tennessee mascot. I believe it's a dog that they use.
Well, and at least it's not a dog in a cape.
It is not a dog in a cape. That is true.
It looks kind of like a beagle, maybe.
And so and so they're playing St. Peter's, and St. Peter's is the Peacocks.
Ooh, fun. Jeez. That's an interesting one. Volunteer, like, is there any more about that?
It's the Tennessee mascot. We can look it up. So they have a dog, but then the dog's name is Smokey. Why is the mascot a dog? It's a coonhound specifically. Yeah, they're called the Volunteers because the state of Tennessee was called the Volunteer State after the War of 1812.
Mm.
And since it's, I believe, the first university, at least the first public university in Tennessee, they used the name of the state that already existed.
Okay, so there are a lot of interesting stories about what kind of volunteer this mascot came from. There's a sort of funny story of how it might have come about, but there are a couple of other answers that it could be, like people who volunteered for the War of 1812, or people who volunteered to put out a fire. Basically, what I wanted to figure out is, like, is there any chance that this is a volunteer at, like, a zoo? A volunteer that would feel like kindness to animals was of particular importance. And what I'm getting from this is a hard no. So for that reason, I think the volunteer wins.
We now start round two. Husky versus owl.
Oh, wow. Okay. I definitely think the husky will win because owls are fundamentally fragile.
Tiger versus dragon.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Okay, so it's a fire-breathing dragon, right?
Yes, it is. University of Alabama, Birmingham, UAB.
I'm going to look it up.
I will say that their physical manifestation is a lot less intimidating than the image.
But it does have wings
and presumably
that,
like,
seems to represent fire.
Yeah, there's nothing that seems to prevent it from, I mean, other than that they don't let mascots breathe fire for legal reasons.
The derp factor is high with this one, but
sure.
But, you know, it's a soft mascot dragon. I you know, tigers do really well in the bracket, but they start losing ground to weapons, to weather events, to things like this. And I believe that the dragon will handily beat a tiger.
Cougar versus eagle.
Okay. Cougar, I think, would be able to best an eagle for sure.
Different cougar versus cyclone.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm going to see.
So this is the Washington State cougar, if you want to look specifically. And then the cyclone, Iowa State's the cyclones.
Okay. Yeah. I think that given the territory it's in, the fact that they are, a cyclone would severely disturb, like, the directionality senses of the cougar, in addition to potentially knocking it against something, like, you know, dangerous, could cause, like, a landslide. So I think that the probability of a cyclone killing a cougar is reasonably high versus the alternative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spartan versus Tar Heel.
Oh, gosh. Remind me of the Tar Heel again. What does he do?
It's like a Civil War fighter is generally the way we've agreed to it.
Yeah, that's right. Even though I'm seeing a picture of a blue
ram. Yeah. I mean, if you want to use the ram, you can use the ram. His name is Ramses.
No, I don't want to. I feel like that ram's been through enough. You shouldn't paint whatever. No comment. Spartan has full armor, right?
Armor, shield, sword, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see them really fight. Like, that's a fun mascot matchup. But I kind of can't see the Tar Heel winning against the Spartan, given the level of armor. And the Tar Heel, I believe, is not gun wielding.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, like a black powder thing, maybe.
let's stick with Spartan.
Antelope versus Crimson Tide.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, Crimson Tide and Cyclone are pretty much our two, like, natural disaster things this time.
And at least for now, they're doing pretty well.
They tend to do well. Okay, let's see. Antelope.
I mean, to me, the logic seems pretty similar to the first round.
Basically drown or disease.
Mm-hmm. But I don't need to tell you which way to go.
I'm just going to look up... Okay, yeah, I was looking up the antelope's need for water. Like, is this an animal that could handle, let's say, just waiting it out? but no, that is not true. They have pretty high water demands and also need regular, reliable access to water. So for that reason, it would drink from the Crimson Tide and it would get sick and die. So Crimson Tide.
A classic mascot bracket, tiger versus bear. Clemson, Baylor, if you want them.
Okay, yeah, I think I will. Okay. Tiger looks a lot like Tigger, I'm going to be honest. The Baylor Bear looks a little bit more menacing, to be honest with you. Where are they playing?
That's a good question. Would that game be? Yeah, let me look for, see if I can get a region. So that's Baylor and Clemson. Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. And Baylor is where?
Texas. It's they're the black bear we were talking about before.
Okay.
And then it's Clemson, black bear, and then Clemson is South Carolina.
Where there are no native tigers. I can't really see the tiger losing to a black bear. You know, it's theoretically like a really, really big bear and a really small tiger, maybe. But if we're assuming they're at, you know, sort of similar levels of maturity, I think the predatory nature of the tiger, its familiarity with stalking large prey like this. I don't know. I feel like it has an edge over the bear. So tiger.
Wolf versus shark.
Oh my God. you know, I really, again, I'm having trouble figuring out like how a wolf could really take into a shark. But I think in part this is because I'm assuming that this is taking place at like a water land interface point, you know?
It seems fair. I mean, you can't really be specific about it. The game is being played in Salt Lake City, so there's less shark access, but I don't think that's a fair way to do it necessarily.
Right, exactly. I think that the shark, this is, by the way, reminding me of a YouTube video where the shark, like, just basically jumps onto the bow of this fishing boat and is, like, flopping around, and everyone's freaked out on the boat. I'm like, well, I guess that would be, like, a way the shark could attack the wolf, right? Just, like, jump onto land. But also, like, if the wolf goes into the water, it is completely screwed. If the shark goes onto the land, like, maybe the wolf could get it, but that's still a pretty big maybe. So I would say shark.
Our old friend the Cornhusker versus a cougar.
Oh, and he's armed with presumably an ear of corn.
Or whatever you use to husk corn, which
Do
is
you
your
husk
hands,
corn
right?
Like an instrument? Yeah. I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, he doesn't have weapons that I can see.
Okay.
They've changed the look a few times, but I don't think he's ever had weapons. Just hands.
You know, I don't really think of, let's see. Okay. So there have been some fatal cougar attacks in North America. Not a lot, and mostly children. Maybe exclusively children. oh no, there are some older people. Oh, this one's sad. Mother killed while defending her 6-year-old son. Definitely mostly children, but like, They do kill some adults, but there's a reason why there aren't that many cougars. But I don't know how much you could do to a cougar with, like, zero weaponry. So I will say cougar mostly for the lack of weapons. Yeah, that's my final answer.
Catamount, so we talked about that before, versus badger.
Okay, where are they playing?
It is in Brooklyn, New York.
Ooh. Yeah, it's really just a matter of who can get in a lethal bite first, I would say. And I think that because it's, like, low profile, I feel like the badger is more likely to get a first bite. So, badger.
Wolf versus golden grizzly.
It's just one, so I'm going to say golden grizzly.
That makes sense. Bronco versus golden eagle.
I know I've had some creative ideas in the past of how a bird could be like a land mammal. But I'm feeling pretty bullish on horses, it seems, today. But the Bronco could kick an eagle. Eagles are pretty big, like, at least in my experience. But their ability to do enough damage to a horse before the horse could do sufficient damage to an eagle, I think is low, relatively low. Mm-hmm. So I would say Bronco.
Bronco advances. Okay. Utah State, that was the blue cow. I think that's kind of how we described it.
Right.
Versus a tiger.
Oh, I feel like this is also, well, not the blue part, but I feel like this has happened in real life, and I think that the tiger could take down a cow.
So somehow the Cowboys now get to face another bulldog. I assume it's going to be the same result.
Yeah.
Okay, our friends the Zips, the kangaroo, versus a gamecock.
Oh, I feel like exactly the same thing. Like, it's going to be kangaroo, hurts thing initially, sticks in pouch, Joey kills gamecock. Yeah.
Volunteer versus ram.
Okay. I know I really had strong feelings about the ram, but I'm thinking more and more about the AI response about the longhorn horn span.
I mean,
and
you
the
can
ram
go back. You can go back and reverse your answer if you want. That's very easy for me to do, formatting wise.
Well, I don't know. So it's cowboy. Either way, it'd be them versus a cowboy. Next,
it's them versus
right?
It's volunteer. This is the volunteer, the Tennessee volunteer we talked about.
Oh, the volunteer. Okay, got it. And this, in my mind, is a volunteer fur war or firefighting. Something aggressive. A manual labor volunteer of some kind. Okay, let's see. But let's say generally unarmed.
Yeah, I mean, if it was War of 1812, there weren't a whole lot of arms then.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I want to give the volunteer some credit for its bravery, but I feel like, I'm just going to look this up. I'm 100% sure that longhorns have killed people.
Well, this is ram, but same basic idea.
That's why I'm going to look it up. It does happen. Yeah, you could, like, if you're a ram, you basically just get, like, hit them once in sort of their core of their body, and they most likely are going to get, like, internal injuries. So I think that, yeah, I mean, I think a determined ram and a farmer that had no escape path would eventually get killed by the ram, but it would be pretty gruesome.
So where did you end up?
Ram.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, back now we're in the Sweet 16, so we're getting closer. This one should be fast. Dragon versus husky.
Oh, dragon.
Cougar versus cyclone. This is technically a different cougar, but I'm guessing the result is the same.
Yeah, same result.
Now a very different one. Spartan versus Crimson Tide.
Oh, fun. Okay, so my prior thought was, like, can the animal wade out, like, the low access to water? The question I would have in this case would be, would the Spartan know that the red water was undrinkable? I think they would, but then again, your ability to swim in full armor would be pretty severely limited. I think that a resourced Spartan, that's hard. Where are they playing?
So that's the West Regional. I think West Regional is LA this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it is LA.
All right. Let's see. So not a lot of other groundwater sources, let's say, for the Spartan, but something. Okay, the tide can get to the Spartan if the Spartan goes to the water. Can the Spartan really do anything to the tide? Yeah, I mean, theoretically, could pour a lot of stuff in the water. I think that the Spartan could figure its way around either avoiding or changing a red tide.
I think that's fair. Tiger versus shark.
Oh, wow. so interesting. Tell me where they're playing.
Also LA.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking. I'm inclined to say shark, just because I know tigers have some facility in water, so it's more likely that this would take place more on the water side of the interface, and I think that the shark could pretty easily just drag the tiger down and make it drown. So shark will win this one.
Badger versus cougar.
Badger, I think.
Okay.
Same reason, low center of gravity. Yeah.
Golden grizzly versus bronco.
Oh, another one that I guess probably has it in some way happened before. I'm going to look up the golden grizzly again. This is Texas, right?
No, it's Oakland.
Okay.
But I believe, which Oakland is it? It's not Oakland, California.
Oh, okay. There's another Oakland.
Yes.
That was kind of menacing looking.
Yeah, they're in the Horizon League. Yes, this Oakland is in Michigan.
Okay. I feel like, you know, the bear would be the better attacker, I would say, if it could get a good, like, grip on a horse, let's say. It's true that the horse could have some pretty good defensive moves, but I kind of think that, like, eventually the bear would be able to get close enough to deliver a really damaging blow to the horse or bite into the horse sufficiently to injure it and, like, limit its mobility and eventually take it down. So bear.
Makes sense to me. Tiger versus cowboy.
Tiger. No question. Cowboy is unarmed, right?
So this is McNeese State. We can look it up.
Okay. What? How do you spell McNeese?
McNeese.
Okay. Oh, and his name is Rowdy.
His name is Rowdy, but he's not the dog on Scrubs. So he doesn't have a gun, but I would say that if you were to interpret...
He does have a gun, doesn't he?
He definitely, like, I would interpret it that he does. Like, it's kind of one of those, like, because mascots never carry guns anymore, but it's like, if you imagined this entity outside of the kid-friendly context, it would have probably, like, a Yosemite Sam-style gun. That would be my instinct.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that even in the more modern version, he at least has holsters, which, like...
Yes, that's a
good... It's giving gun.
But is that enough to beat a tiger?
Is this a gun? Yeah.
Okay, so they win. Zip the kangaroo versus a ram.
Ooh, fun. That's interesting. I'm going to see what I can learn about, like, the largest animals a kangaroo can kill. Yeah, they don't really kill big things, like rabbit, fox. Remind me again what they're against?
The ram? Kangaroo. Kangaroo versus ram.
Yeah, I think that the ram could, in the same way that the ram could injure the farmer or whoever it was, they could do the same thing to the kangaroo. I think the ram would win.
Okay, we are down to 8. This is, you're going to enjoy this one quite a lot. Dragon versus cyclone.
Oh, fun. Okay, so the cyclone would make it, ooh, yeah, okay. So here's what's going to happen. the cyclone will make it impossible for the dragon to fly, and it'll get, like, sort of wound up in itself. And then maybe it'll, like, so if the dragon tries to, like, breathe fire into the cyclone can, like, push the fire back onto the dragon. And I think that the cyclone is going to win.
It is funny, like, I was like, what's going to beat the dragon? And then I saw the matchup, and I'm like, oh, Well played, Fate. Okay, Spartan versus Shark.
Ooh, fun. if you're a Spartan, you get dropped into a tank with a shark, you're kind of in your own shark cage, right? Like, kind of? A little bit. I mean...
not very much, but a little bit.
Let me look up this mascot specifically.
So it's Michigan State is the Spartan and Long Beach State is the Shark. But I don't think we have a physical representation. Like, it's just because they just changed their mascot. So Michigan State is the Spartan and his name is Sparty.
Sparty the Spartan?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, it looks like they do have a mascot, Long Beach. They have like a person in a thing mascot.
Well, so they've recently changed, so that's why I'm not sure if they're gonna modify it.
Oh. It's not LB?
Oh, no, I guess it is LB. Maybe I was just confusing Long Beach and Fullerton. No, they used to be Prospector Pete, so they have changed. I just can't remember when they changed.
There's a pretty funny picture I could really get of, like, that Left Shark cartoon meme with, like, the CSULB t-shirt on.
Nice.
Adorable. Okay, anyway, it's a pretty menacing looking shark, I would say. It's a, you know, it's a white shark. And then this Spartan, oh, he's not as armed as I thought. There is a decent amount of exposed skin here. And the heaviness of being in water, the lack of weaponry.
Well, I mean, it's at least a mixed surface. It's not necessarily exclusively in water. Like, it is Los Angeles, so there is water nearby.
Yeah. Maybe a very industrious Spartan could kill a shark. This Spartan seems more upset than aggressive.
Okay.
Like, his face is scowl, not aggression. But the Long Beach shark seems, I don't know, a little more intimidating. It's a good matchup. I think that it kind of in the same way of, like, the bear that just has to get, like, one good bite into a horse to maybe take it down. I think that's kind of our shark Spartan situation where, like, the shark will win because it just only needs one good bite at the apple to get it. Like, you can hit a shark a lot of times and not hurt it, but you can only bite a Spartan so many times. And then we keep coming back. So shark.
Golden grizzly versus badger.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of the things that the badger has going for it, I think don't really help. Like, the grizzly just is a better version of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the grizzly will beat the badger.
Last Elite Eight, cowboy versus ram.
Oh, fun. Okay. I think that, in my mind, this cowboy at least has, like, a lasso.
We agree. And, also, Yosemite Sam-style gun was, like...
Yeah, exactly. So I think that this cowboy is, like, equipped enough to take down a ram, so cowboy.
Final four. Cyclone versus shark.
Sorry?
Cyclone versus shark.
Ooh...
we'll only answer that if you ask.
I think that the cyclone could not penetrate. Let me look up. So there are some examples. Oh gosh, now I'm coming up with, like, Sharknado pictures. unsurprisingly, they're really in that mode in heaven, I have to say. So cyclones for sure can, like, pull sharks out onto land in ways that really, kill them, beach them, essentially. There weirdly are, like, kind of a lot of articles about shark behavior during cyclones and hurricanes. Let's see. What else can I find? Yeah, so as I expected, they do know when weather is changing. But in this scenario, the shark is not allowed to just run away from the cyclone. It has to attempt to interact with it. So what is the shark going to do to impact the cyclone? I mean, it could probably wait it out. Let's see. I'm going to do a little bit more searching. Okay. So generally speaking, it seems like sharks do avoid severe weather. Some really large sharks will not make as much effort to avoid it. So let's just say like each thing is like at the top of its game. So like a top tier cyclone and like a top tier shark. This is where you end up with like a Sharknado, right? The cyclone will like suck up the shark, carry it onto land, and then drop it. So unless the cyclone takes up the shark and drops it back in the ocean, and even in that case, it may still get damaged, you still have the cyclone coming out ahead. So, you know, as a marine biologist, it deeply pains me to say this, but I have to give it to the cyclone in this case.
Wow. It's interesting. Understandable. Golden grizzly versus cowboy.
You know, that's the other thing that really does well consistently is like guns. Now, that said, the type of gun you've described might not be great for bears. Let me see. Oh, my computer just died. I will just have to launch one. So I think you could kill a bear with a Yosemite Sam-esque gun eventually, but I also feel like you might not. And a determined bear can 100% kill a person. So it's kind of a toss-up. This is also in L.A., I presume?
Phoenix.
Hot weather for a bear, for sure. I still think the bear. I think that the bear could take down a cowboy with enough motivation. Yeah.
National championship. Golden grizzly versus cyclone.
Okay. So in the way that the cyclone bested the mountain lion, was it something
cougar,
in the wild, large cat family?
Something in there.
You know, it screws up their navigational ability. It could physically ram them against things. Bears hibernate, you know, unlike the poor jackrabbit earlier on that just like an old dust bowl. They're not, I don't think, likely to get like sucked up in the Sharknado type of way. So it is, I think the bear has the highest probability of surviving a cyclone. They also can swim. Could a bear do anything to a cyclone? Not really.
I mean, I guess survive it, outlast it.
Right. I mean, that's pretty much the way you can win beat a cyclone. And a football game is how many hours long?
Rough. I mean, so the play is 40 minutes long. The game itself is two and a half.
Like, that's not very long for a cyclone. So could a bear outlast a 40-minute cyclone? I think so. I think the bear would win.
Okay. Congratulations to the Oakland University Golden Grizzlies. They are winning this year's mascot bracket.
Amazing. Amazing. I don't know if we've ever had a bear come out on top. It's usually like mythical figures in weather events, but this was the matchup.
I am saving it, and it is in. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. It was a lot of fun, as always.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hope you enjoyed the mascot bracket, even a portion as much as I enjoy doing it. My sister and I have a lot of fun with that. And there will, of course, be a proper Real GM Radio later this week. I actually do not have a guest firmed up yet, but we'll have something by the end of the week. And you can share this. It's so different that sometimes on social media, word of mouth stuff, you can send it to people who wouldn't normally enjoy this kind of stuff. But it's I love doing it. It's so much fun. And that's why it is still a part of the Real GM Radio story. And so thank you so much for listening. Take care and make it a great day.